You're listening to the audio production of Smokescreen by Terry Blackstock, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Sarah Zimmerman. Chapter 1. Brenna. He left me for a size 2 selfie star and didn't want me to make a scene. My husband, who'd remarried as soon as our divorce was final, overestimated the preacher's kid in me and underestimated my maternal grit. I wasn't going to be blotted out of my children's lives. I couldn't be erased, and I planned to show him. I just had to figure out how. "He's here," my sister Georgie said, looking out the front window. "It's not right that he's doing this, Brenna. It's not his day yet. He's announcing his candidacy for mayor tonight, so he wanted the kids with him." I turned to the hallway. "Sophia! Noah, your dad's here." The doorbell rang as my 8-year-old, Sophia, came out of her room, barefoot and wearing shorts and a My Little Pony t-shirt. Her corkscrew curls fell in front of her eyes. She'd taken the bow out. "Where's your dress? Why did you change?" "I don't want to wear it," she said. "It itches." "That's my girl," Georgie said. I sent her a sharp look, then turned back to my daughter. "Honey, he's going to make you put it on." "I want to stay home. It's not his day." "I know, honey, but it's an unusual night with the campaign starting, so I'm trying to work with him." The doorbell rang again, and I took a deep breath and opened the door. The man I once loved stood there under the light, his character so clear to me now. "They're not ready," I said.
"Why not?"
He came in as if he belonged, though he'd never lived here. He looked at Sophia, then back at me.
"Why can't you do the least little thing I ask, Brenna? I wanted her to wear the dress Rain bought her."
"She hates it."
"I don't care. She's wearing it. This is an important event."
"Hi, Daddy," Sophia said meekly.
"Hey, baby." He shot me another look. "You couldn't even do her hair?"
"She undid everything. That's how much she doesn't want to go."
"Sophia, go to your room and put on that dress. Rain'll fix your hair in the car since your mother can't seem to do it."
"Don't start on her, Jack," Georgie said. "Georgie, stop," I said. Neither of them had a problem brawling in front of the kids, but I wouldn't let it happen. "Noah," I called. 4-year-old Noah came out, thankfully still wearing the little suit I'd put on him. "I'm sweaty," he said, looking up at his dad with round, pleading eyes.
"You'll be okay, little man. You look really snappy."
"I hate snappy."
"I have gummies in the car."
Noah sucked in a breath. "Really?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?